This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now from our Wealth and Poverty Desk.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
We all spend a lot of time thinking about what it would be like to be rich. We watch reality TV shows and celebrity red carpet stuff. But imagining what it's like to be poor? No, not such a national pastime, huh? Which is understandable, because poverty's not really the stuff of escapist fantasies. But given that the number of poor Americans has been growing, it's worth thinking for a second about how they live. One approach is that you could go to a poverty simulation workshops that help people who work with low-income families get a sense of what their clients' lives are like every single day. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark checked it out.
Welcome, everyone, to our poverty simulation.
I'm standing in a high school auditorium in San Bernardino County, California. This county has one of the fastest-growing poverty rates in the country.
Thank you all for being here today.
But the 80 people being welcomed here right now are not poor. They're just pretending to be.
It's going to be an interesting morning.
One of them is James Licurdo, dressed nicely in a shirt and tie. He's deputy director of the county's welfare and food stamp programs. So you might think he knows enough already about poverty.
Yeah, but I don't have any real sense of what the vast majority of people living in poverty actually experience.
So today, James Licurdo will become...
Jack Jolly. I'm 25 years old.
Just got out of jail, has a full-time job in a cafeteria for $500 a month, lives in a trailer with his girlfriend Joyce and her baby. Licurdo reads over the sheet he's been given with his new identity and budget.
It absolutely looks like our expenses outweigh what we're bringing in.
Over the course of the next pretend month, compressed into an hour for the purposes of this simulation, Jack Jolly's mission is to go to pretend work, get pretend paid, and make pretend ends meet. Starting when the bell rings.
All right, so I'm going to go to work.
Licurdo's cautiously optimistic. He's smart. He can figure this out. He reassures his pretend girlfriend.
I'll be back and we can discuss our finances further, see where we're short and where we can make up that need.
Okay.
All right.
People zigzag around the room to different folding tables manned by volunteers, pretend shops and agencies, a discount supermarket, Big Dave's pawn shop. It's kind of fun, kind of sobering. Over at the Quick Cash store, a woman's discovering life without a bank account.
How much do you charge to cash a check?
10%.
10%? Okay.
Week 2. I check back in with James Licurdo, a.k.a. Jack Jolly.
How's it going?
Someone just handed him a luck of the draw card that says a collection agency was on his case about a car payment.
Demanding $100 or they're going to repossess the vehicle, which I need to get to work.
But he has an idea. His girlfriend gets some money every month from a government assistance program. So he asks her.
Would you mind, can I borrow some money from your cash benefits?
Obviously, we need to do this. So yeah, go ahead and take it.
I watch him take his girlfriend's electronic benefits transfer, or EBT card. And then it occurs to me.
Are you allowed to do that? Borrow somebody else's EBT card?
I don't believe you are.
Uh-oh.
No, you're not allowed to.
And he should know, since in real life he's the guy who enforces these rules.
We were about to commit a little fraud here.
Scrambling to try to get things done to meet the family's needs.
By week 3, all these well-dressed professionals who'd come to simulate poverty were looking worn out. The endless waiting.
I feel like I'm at like Best Buy day after Thanksgiving.
The endless forms.
Oh, goody, something else to fill out.
What's your name?
Week 4.
Can I get any of my pay stubs?
That's not the question. What's your name?
Over at General Employer, a volunteer playing the role of the boss is telling Jack Jolly, a.k.a. James Licurdo, that since he showed up at work late, he doesn't get paid.
Not a single pay stub. I mean, you guys can write me up later.
You didn't work. You were supposed to be here 7 minutes. If you didn't work 7 minutes, I can't put you down as having worked.
Another simulation participant jumps in.
What?
She thinks the pretend boss is being unrealistically harsh.
That wouldn't really happen.
But in life, that's exactly what happens.
Marianella Medina is the pretend boss, and she's gone through more than just simulated poverty. A few years ago, she lost her job at a hospital, got a traffic ticket she couldn't pay, things spiraled. She's had to turn to charity to stay afloat. She remembers a day when she got lost on her way to a food pantry, showed up 2 minutes after it had closed.
2 minutes. Now, honestly, they could have let me in, but I guess the person on the other side didn't think is it as important?
Medina wanted to try being the person on that other side herself for a day. That's why she volunteered to work at the simulation, to teach a lesson about what it's like to be poor. But in her simulated role as the boss of a bunch of simulated poor people, she's realized something.
Hear so many hard stories that after a while, you don't know which ones are true, which ones are a little fabricated. In order for your own sanity, you don't make eye contact. You kind of like look through, right through people.
The final bell, and the simulated month of poverty is over. Jack Jolly, a.k.a. James Licurdo, runs things down. Car repossessed, didn't get paid for work because he'd been late, almost committed welfare fraud. At least he paid rent.
It's very humbling.
The MC asks people who came out ahead to stand up. Six or seven stand. But there was a rumor that someone had raided the coffee station and started dealing drug sugar packets.
So go ahead and sit down now if you conducted any illegal activities.
All in all, three families got evicted. Multiple people were in jail for traffic tickets they couldn't pay. At least two people had broken down in real tears. And this was simulated poverty. I wondered, though, if any of this would connect back to the unsimulated world.
So you can see this is pretty basic living here, and it's home for a lot of people.
Frank Heiming owns a property management company near San Bernardino. A lot of his tenants are low income, including the ones who live in this building. Heiming went to a poverty simulation a few months ago after reading about it in the newsletter.
As the simulation was wrapping up, I turned to my wife and I said, we've got to do something to help.
What he did wasn't dramatic. During the simulation, he'd realized how hard it can be to round up a big chunk of money on a tight budget. So he's changed his policy on paying security deposits. Now tenants can pay over a few months rather than all up front. It's a small thing, he says, but he's realized small things can add up. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
So what do you think? Could you live on $438 a week? Give it a try. We've got a poverty simulator at marketplace.org.